We have drank a lot before the podcast. We wanted to, you know, we wanted to give you guys something special.
So we came with a mission today.
Oh. You guys ready for today's podcast?
Yes, sir.
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 We're just a real loose bunch.
Oh, I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling right, feeling tight. Guys, oh, I hope you're having a fine Monday morning.
Hopefully you're not feeling what we're feeling right now.
I feel like people would not want to hear drunk people when they first wake up.
Right.
Like, that's the last thing I want
to
hear.
They're just driving to work on Monday.
Because being sober and hearing drunk people, that's annoying as shit. Like,
sorry, guys. We want to apologize in advance.
Yeah.
This episode might get a little rowdy. Might get a little bit... uncomfortable.
It's gonna be a blackout of an episode, so y'all strap up, buckle up, and get your coffees or alcohol if you guys are drinking that right now at 6 a.m. on Monday.
It's drunk time, baby.
It's coffee talkie. Yeah, Mariah said I had a good run last podcast, so we had to give it again. Roll that intro.
It just hit me that I have to edit this tonight.
You really do?
Yeah, she leaves tomorrow morning.
Oh, no.
I told Heath we could do this another night. I don't want Mariah editing drunk. And he's like, oh, she'll be fine.
She got it.
She got it handled. We were going to make coffee-themed drinks.
Oh, Mariah! I thought that was a mistake. Mariah just hit the shit out of my side.
But we didn't do it. Well, what are you drinking, guys?
I got Tito's and some sort of juice with sparkling water.
I got a lot of different shit in this with a little bit of Perrier, pink grapefruit flavor.
He on the tequila train?
Tequila's just been the drink for
tequila
me.
Okay, so sometimes I'll drink tequila, I'll have the best night of my life. Sometimes I'll drink tequila and I break out in hives and my fucking throat swells up, I can't talk, and my back is just covered in bumps.
Wait, this is crazy. This is because Heath is allergic to dark tequila, not silver tequila, which
is nuts. Concluded it for sure the other night.
So you're allergic to dark tequila?
Like brown, yeah. Like, you know, dark brown tequila?
Like Reposado. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can't drink it.
Well, then what's the difference? Is there some like ingredient in it?
I don't know. But one time I was at TGI Fridays and they gave me a shot and it was a dark one. And I usually don't drink dark tequila, but I took it anyways. And I just went on about the night. And then like 30 minutes later, I was like...
And you can tell when he's having a reaction. Weird. He just gets real fucking red.
My ears got fucking so hot. And I was like, this feels wrong. And
you were
performing
that night.
Yeah, that was at Miles' show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
My back was just straight bumps, my chest, everything. It was crazy.
And the time before that was the first time you had a reaction was at the hotel after. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Were you talking?
It's okay. Mariah said she was going to insert a picture to show the people.
Oh, shit. Oh. My bad. Okay, go ahead.
I was going to insert a picture.
Mariah's had a few drinks.
Mariah, the whole night, I'm not drunk. I'm 0% drunk. I'm fine. If I take one shot, I'll be drunk. Now she's wasted. Okay.
I'm sorry, Mariah. I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
I think we encourage her.
Mariah is drunk when she's not even talking. Mariah, you got to talk when you're drunk.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. So the time before that, the first time we saw a reaction, I feel like, was the time we were at the hotel after Coachella.
Yeah.
We decided to go to that hotel on our way home, and you had a dark tequila drink.
In my mind, I'm not like, oh, it's probably the dark tequila. Like, that doesn't even seem like something that it could be.
Right.
A couple weeks ago, maybe like 2 weeks ago, we were at Saddle Ranch, and they gave me a free shot, and it was dark tequila. And like in the back of my mind, I was like, I might be allergic. I don't know. But then I took it, and sure enough, I was just like,
instantly.
I gotta go. We went straight to the store. We bought some Benadryl.
Yeah.
And
you should go to the doctor and just figure out exactly what's in dark tequila that makes you react.
But I Googled it, and other people are allergic to dark tequila too.
Interesting. I wonder what the ingredient is in it that makes a difference between just regular tequila. Remember though, Zane said that TikTok the other day about the girl about being allergic to a peanut. Like, you're allergic. A peanut can kill you. Which is actually like a Louis C.K. bit, but a girl like kind of redid it on TikTok, and it's really funny.
So
like,
funny.
Are you serious? A peanut can kill you? Like, kill everybody who's allergic to peanuts?
Yeah. Just wipe them out. Like, why are there humans that are allergic to peanuts out here?
We're talking about, like, our worst drinking habits, our worst drunk habits. Like, what is something you know that Zane always does when he's drunk?
I fall asleep on the toilet. I get, like, When I'm tired, I want to go to sleep. I, for some reason, get embarrassed. I don't want to tell people that I'm tired. So I just disappear without saying anything. And I, and right. I don't go to my bedroom because that shows people that
he'd
I'm sleeping.
He'd rather look like he's taking a 30-minute long shit.
Exactly. It's the weirdest thing. For some reason, I just feel like it's embarrassing, which is so weird. It's like... You guys,
it's like you couldn't hang, you couldn't handle going the whole night. Yeah. You went a little bit too hard, too right. quick.
But you guys, you sorry, I'm drunk.
I'm keeping it in.
You guys have been in the situation where you're watching a movie, like everyone's watching a movie, and you get really tired, you start to fall asleep, and someone taps you, and you wake up, and yeah. you get embarrassed that you fell asleep during the movie.
Which yeah. is me that's me watching a movie with you every night.
I'm Mariah, like, every single time we try to watch something, she'll
asleep.
Last 30 minutes and be out.
That's you.
She has a thing where she can't like sit down and do nothing.
Yeah, if I sit still, I'll fall asleep. Like car rides during the day, 20-minute car rides, I'm out.
Oh,
it's bad,
man.
Because I need to be like doing something. Like I have to be moving.
She, you know, making like make a TikTok, you know,
or making food tree houses or some
like,
shit.
I have to be like this at all times.
Yeah, Mariah's the most interesting person. She'll take her food and make fucking houses out of it.
This episode's gonna be all over the. Oh my god.
I hope this is a great episode. I'm having fun. I know we're drunk.
I have a feeling my dad's gonna hate this episode. Because my dad, remember when we went to Josh Darnett's house in San Diego or Oceanside and we did drunk Pictionary? This was like 4 years ago.
This was
my dad was like, I did not find a drunk YouTube video very funny.
I mean, I remember having a really good night that night. It was really
I had
fun
a great night.
Matt, do you have any bad habits?
I think I probably get way too chatty and way too optimistic and just start complimenting
you.
You know what's crazy? Talking about positive shit when you're drunk. That's
so,
what I like about you.
So some people, when they get drunk, they get very like wobbly and they can't find their balance and they're just all over the place.
You?
Well, yeah, but Matt is always very planted. He's always like,
yes,
got great posture, and he'll walk around perfectly fine. But you slur a lot.
What are you talking about, man? I sound great.
He'll come up. I love you, Heath. You and Mariah, you guys are so great.
That's Matt's go-to, Heath and Mariah.
That's a better drunk though than like a sloppy want to fight everybody.
Yeah,
kind of drunk.
There's different types of drunks. Yeah. You're either like really friendly or you're really quiet. Or
no. I don't get grumpy all the time.
You lose patience very fast.
Yes, you do. Like if something's going on and it's not, I'm not saying it's not to what you want to do. It's more like,
no, it is.
Oh, it is. Okay, yeah. It is. I didn't want to say it, but it is. Yeah, if something's happening, it's not what you want to do, you get really upset and you split off from the group.
Yeah.
That's at the very, very, very end of the night.
Yeah, you jump to conclusions very quickly.
Ooh, and Mariah is slurring. Mm-hmm.
I'll go the whole night. I'll have so much fun, but then at the end where I'm like, I'm tired and I'm done. Like, I'll be like, all right, I'm done. Like, that you going to the bathroom is me being like, all right, this isn't going to plan. Like, I'm done. I want
to
go.
So you, I feel like maybe you give yourself that excuse to go home and just, like, end the night. We all have our own thing that we do. Mariah likes to just do somersaults until something drags her out of there.
I like to show off. I like to, like... I'm not afraid to freestyle and throw a flip.
She has fun.
But then there are like some people who get just like angry and physical when they're drunk.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Have you ever punched a wall drunk?
Punched a wall.
I've never punched a wall.
I would never punch a wall. It doesn't matter how drunk I am.
I know multiple friends from high school who've all punched walls. I've never done that drunk.
Is it like you're trying to show off you can punch a wall? Like, what's the point of punching a wall when you're really
aggressive?
I did it one time at Denny House. Remember when I put a hole in that wall? And then I patched it up the next day. I'm like, I'm sitting there with plaster. I'm like, fucking idiot.
But you know what? I respect that. The fact that you woke up the next day and patched the wall, that doesn't happen a lot. Usually people just let it go.
No, I was just like, fuck, that was stupid. I was.
That was funny.
I wasn't just drunk.
You're a drunk that has heart.
Whatever.
Oh, and when Heath and I would get into fights, like we would be in a fight all day, or like something. It's just we're not having a good day with each other. This is back then, not now, but back then.
Denny House?
Yeah, he'd get really drunk, and if he's drunk and in my section of the house, he'll just start yelling, and he knows I'm sleeping, and he'll be like, he'll bang shit, just make sure that I hear. You don't remember?
I don't remember that.
Oh my god!
This is like if we were fighting and you're drunk. This is rare, very rare.
Not yelling at you, just
oh no, but make noise, and then if I would come up, be like, hey, can you guys keep it down? And you'd be like. What? Shut up, you fucking loser. Just like you'd get
whoa,
really,
whoa.
No, this was, I mean, this isn't now. Again, this is a long time ago. It doesn't matter.
I remember. Oh.
Just one word.
Y'all take
it. Right now.
Me trying to chime in. purposely. I do have a flight to catch in the morning.
Okay, I do so too. Mine's at 4 in the morning.
Matt, take your drink away.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Miami. Where are you going?
I'm going to my Utah.
My Utah?
Oh my Mariah's God. Going to Aaron's bachelorette party, which is...
What? That's this happening this weekend?
Yeah.
What are y'all doing?
Matt's like, why aren't we going?
This makes me... When I heard this was happening, I got so excited because it's like, we're all growing. Like... You guys are going to Aaron's bachelorette party. It's so crazy.
She's going to have a baby in the next year or two.
Our best friend's going to get fucking married.
That's a bold thing.
She's like a spokesperson for Aaron going, she will be having a baby in a year or two.
So you know she's having intercourse or possibly having a baby or pregnant maybe first month.
Whoa.
Hey, what?
Guys, should we make fake
fake gossip, fake news, rumors?
Let's do it.
It is crazy to think about, like, everybody at one point is going to be married with kids. Like, our kids are going to know each other.
It's weird because I feel like that's how I see myself as getting older. I haven't, like, felt older since I've moved out here. Like, it's been 6 years and I feel the same age. Seeing my friends doing stuff that is adult, like you buying a house, David buying a house, that I'm like, holy shit, I'm old.
It's like when you're in middle school and you see high schoolers and you're like, oh my gosh, that's gonna be me in like a few years.
Exactly.
I can't wait to get a first car. Then you're in high school and then you see like a college kid, you're like, oh my god, a dorm, that'll be so cool. And then you're in college, you see people in the real world, you're like, oh my god, just the real world. And then in the real world, then you see a dog and you're like, oh my gosh, a dog, I would love like a dog. And then you get older and then you see a baby, you're like, oh my god, a baby.
It's crazy. Like you're always, I feel like that ages you.
Mm-hmm. You know? You're always like looking ahead, but there's like a weird thing where you're like, oh, that's like the next chapter. Like,
yeah. I just hope all of our kids are friends.
I just hope they all like each other.
I want us all to live on one lake.
It'd be really cool. Like everyone lives where they want to live, but we all chip in for this big ass lake house. And then we're like, we're going to go to the lake this summer and have all of our kids. Like,
oh, that would be cute.
So you're saying we're not going to live together? Why not?
You want to move back to the East Coast? Because I'm not staying here.
When did you guys make this decision?
Can I make an argument? Can we all move to Texas?
I'm down.
I am down for that.
I'm down for Texas.
Okay, so down for Texas. Let me say this. I don't want to raise children in LA. Mm-mm. That's just me.
Oh, hell no.
I don't think it's... I don't know.
I feel like out here we have opportunities for our kids. If they want to pursue something out here, that's like...
Zane's kids are on Dance Moms.
Yeah.
I'm their teacher.
That would be cool.
He goes,
oh my god, if all of your kids come to my studio, that'd be sick.
Whoa, I like that idea.
Woo!
I don't know, dancing's
could
not in my
blood.
Could
you imagine every one of our kids are little dancers? That'd be...
Meanwhile, my kids are doing Shakespeare in the park.
In the park.
What would you name your kids?
Rhett's
gonna be the first one.
Rhett, like Rhett and Link. Shout out to you too.
Yeah, Rhett. I like the name Rhett.
Rhett.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute.
Thanks.
I was trying to think of a name.
Rhett Hussar. That's kind of cool.
We want a lot of kids, but we've been talking about just Rhett since
it's
we met each other.
It's been an inside joke. I mean, it's been just like something that we've like. Just said.
All right, stop being so fucking cute. Oh. Not right in front of us. Not right in front of my
salad.
Not right
in front of us?
In front of my salad?
In front of my salad. I was trying to be meme. Remember the meme with a salad? There was a porn and then salad.
Renegade.
Somebody's making a salad.
Renegade. No.
Wow, okay. This is messy. Speaking of house, Zane.
Smooth. I have big news. I made the decision to want to buy a house 4 days ago, 5 days ago.
Yeah.
I found the house that I wanted. I got pre-approved by the bank. So I'm getting it. I should be getting it in the next couple days.
Which one?
Which you want me to tell you the address?
No.
Would
no,
you like the street?
It's that one.
It's the one.
Oh my god! Congratulations!
The one that you saw, the one that you really liked.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Cool. I'm really excited. And I know people are on here like, oh my god, Zane, geez.
Speaking of being an adult, Zane bought two motherfucking houses.
Can I just say though, Zane, as your friend, as your close friend, I am so proud of you. Like, I really
am.
Never in my life, and Heath, Mariah, all of you as well, and I know I'm being like emotional, but like that is, it's unbelievable getting to like witness that and being a part of it. I just want to say like, it's amazing.
Matt,
and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Like, it's really, I don't know, it's just incredible and cool. And I just want to say like, just cheers. That's why they always like give you like champagne when you buy a house, but just like,
Cheers, though. Hopefully it still works out. Cheers, hopefully,
guys.
Hopefully.
It's guys, honestly, I'm actually really proud of all three of you. All four of you.
What the fuck? Oh, my God. Cut him off.
But meanwhile, Heath, you're still struggling to find a house.
Struggling.
Matt. Zane, cheers. We're so proud of you finding the house of your dreams. Heath.
I didn't type this
we're
note.
We're struggling still. Heaven, no luck. No our budget's one. Not there.
Shit.
Got it. Great.
Oh my God, I need another shot.
But Heath, how's
no, but actually, like, it's really tough to find a good. As I'm opening, it's really tough to find a house out here because you're paying so much and you get so little.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So I have a hard time looking at a price tag on something that I don't like, but being like,
yeah,
I guess I got to. And it's like what I'm looking at. Okay, put this in perspective. Here we go. I wear a $20 t-shirt, size large. It fits me. I like it. The house that I have to buy is about $200, and it's a medium. And I'm like, fuck, it doesn't fit, and it's overpriced.
That was a hot But energy.
Heath, look, we're all wearing it.
Hot.
That was a good comparison.
Thank
you. You're like a philosophy teacher. Like, you really broke it down. That's exactly.
Can I complete the?
Yes.
But we're.
Go. But what?
Mariah laughed at me. Okay. But we're all wearing it. So you want to be a part of
right.
the group.
Right. Yeah.
No, we're all in the same store.
That's a good one.
Yes. No, we're all in the same. We've all been in the same store.
Work in okay,
the
same Los store. Angeles. Los Angeles is the mall. Right?
Got it. Okay.
Right? I'm over
Studio
here.
Studio City is the store that we all want to be working for.
Oh, my. Her mic fell off. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I think we need to get down to more of the juice and the funny. Okay. Wait. Okay.
I thought we were providing the juice and the funny, no?
So, basically.
That's how you know we're doing a drunk podcast. Mariah has to pee.
A drunk podcast.
Oh, fuck. We're
I have a speech impediment. Wow.
Okay. Maybe she
would. Y'all. Heath, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you jump in a fountain at a mall recently?
Yes, I did. So we were filming the other night, and David goes, $2,000 to the first person to jump into the fountain. And it was at the Grove.
The Grove Fountain. Yeah. The Grove Fountain, if you don't know, is a big shopping center and mall.
It's like an outdoor, cute little like.
It's like a mini Bellagio fountain.
Yeah, it's like a high-end mall, too, of LA.
Security was everywhere.
Of course, as it would be at the Grove.
You know what I did?
What did you do?
I said, hold my phone, bitch, because we about to do it.
And
I jumped in.
Jumped in, like cannonballed in?
So, okay, I didn't, like, it was pretty shallow.
Yeah, he didn't want
to probably, like, maybe, like, 2 feet high, and I didn't want to, like, cannonball and, like, crack my ass. So I jumped in, like, kind of, like, towards my side, and I didn't want to, like, get half wet and make it look like I didn't commit to it. So I jumped in and I like kind of like went like this and landed on my side. So I got completely submerged underwater.
It looked like it was deep because you got completely.
Yeah. So I just jumped all the way under and then got out. And as soon as I stood out, security was everywhere. And we were like, fuck, go. And David was like, run. So I just like took off running to the parking lot.
Were people like, oh, wow. Did you cause a lot of attention? Was it really like
stealth? There was already so much attention around us.
Yeah. It was a lot of you guys or some of you guys are out there, but one of your moms covered the shot. So David pointed the camera to Heath before he jumped in, and one of their moms had a phone and went right in front of David and covered the shot.
As I was running,
it couldn't have been
and
better.
And jumping into the fountain, a mom walks by and just has a flashlight trying to record David.
Yeah. But she came out of nowhere. It's not like she was standing there. She walked in front of like the shot. And we're like,
it couldn't have been more exact.
Yeah. Like the timing was so perfect to cover me jumping in.
Yeah. And we couldn't redo it. So we just left.
Was it cold?
Freezing.
It was really cold out.
Freezing.
If it was hot, no. Without the money, I would have jumped in.
It would have been a hot tub. We would us around it just.
I was saying if it was a hot tub, we'd all jump in there for free.
Oh, yeah. Like, forget it.
But I got my $2,000.
Did you have a towel when you got out of the fountain?
No.
Were you freezing cold? Were you wet? Like
we got into the car and like I was just sitting on a ShamWow.
Wow. Yeah. A ShamWow? Who is a ShamWow in
David
their car?
David had two ShamWows in the back of his car.
And those are like the most like absorbent towels that you can have. So I was like, Heath, you got the best towel right now.
I just remembered those infomercials.
Like, didn't he go to jail? The ShamWow guy?
Oh, I think so.
Or he's still the guys that the slap chop. guy.
Yeah, the slap job.
No, that's you're thinking of Billy Mays for OxyClean.
That's who I thought. That's who I thought it was.
Me too.
No, ShamWow. The ShamWow guy was arrested, I think, for like cocaine, maybe.
Do you remember the original YouTube videos that would go viral, and it was the Djibouti Dubs making fun of the ShamWow?
Oh yes.
Fuck. Oh my God.
I don't remember that.
Wow, the ShamWow guy looking rough. I think he got caught in some prostitution in South Beach, in South Beach, Florida.
And that's for another one on the prostitutes.
Okay.
Well, but that was good. That was good.
One more time.
And that's another one for the prostitutes.
Hold up. We gotta refill this shit.
Okay, does that gotta stop the conversation? The juice and the funny and the flow?
Well, I'm putting more juice
to be more funny.
Hey.
Zane.
I'm finna wit this hoe.
You have a lot of doppelgangers.
Oh
you
my
started,
God.
You started the own your own account.
And when I started that account, my DMs are flooded. They're finding clones of me. They're all over the place. And these are people that I had never seen before.
It's incredible.
I made the account because I got so many. But now that I have it, I'm going to be filling up that page for years.
You can't write this shit.
Guys, I don't know why there's so many people that look. Is it because of my nose? What is it about my face? That
I think you are such
a narcissist.
Can you imagine if that's what I say?
Does that make me a narcissist for making a page?
No, they do look identical.
I think
you can't be into yourself when you're posting shit of other people, not yourself.
That's true.
You are such a perfect blend of your dad's Lebanese roots and your mother's European, American roots. White. Well, I mean, your mother's like mostly European.
She's American, but a little bit of Lithuanian, a little bit of Polish, but like mostly
a little bit of Ashkenazi.
Sure, whatever.
It's Hijazi.
Zane Ashkenazi.
Oh, I don't know your mother's heritage that well, but I do think, though, that like that, I want to say contrasting blend, I guess, makes you like fall into pairs of like a lot of different people on Earth. Okay. I really do think that
that's
what
crazy,
it is.
Because I think you're so like unique looking. I don't know anyone who looks like you.
Mariah,
but
so you have a boyfriend.
So that's the thing. Zane is...
I have to go to the bathroom. Can I please...
All right, Mariah, go
to the bathroom. You're just like, you're really unique and like your jawline and like just everything about. No, you have a, not in a bad way.
Oh,
but
I knew it.
Side,
I knew it.
From the side, your forehead and your nose profile goes like this.
Shit goes.
No, but like that's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like.
It's your profile. It's unique, but when you see somebody else with it, it's like, that looks like. You know what I mean?
No, I just think you possess a lot of features that a lot of other people happen to possess.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it is crazy. Like, it's just so many people look. I mean, not so many people look like me. We all look so alike.
I've always been telling Zane, though, that he needs to find these people and, like, fly them out for, like,
a
Zane Hijazi lookalike. But I did so much research on your last post on Is This Zane? And that guy who works for the children's theater, I think that one is the most accurate looking one to him. I looked forever on LinkedIn. I looked forever on Google through the children's theater or whoever this guy was working for that theater summer camp. And I could not find him. I spent a whole afternoon on that.
Like, none of them has come up and, like, emailed me or DM or nothing. Like, none of these guys have come up to me and said, hey, I'm the dude that you posted. Like, I haven't gotten it yet. So it's really interesting.
What if there was a Bachelorette show, but all of Zane?
Oh, my God.
That'd be insane.
Because the Bachelorette likes me. She's like, I want everybody that looks like Zane.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's literally all up to your personality.
And then I show up halfway through the show as, like, a surprise.
Oh, my God.
That would be good.
I don't get
The Bachelor, first of all. Can we talk about that for a second?
I watched
it the other night at David's.
It makes no sense.
They're really into it.
This is the first season that you guys have watched?
Yes. That I've
not
like
even,
committed.
Not, like,
yeah.
not even like following us. This is the first like episode I've watched.
Okay.
I've laid eyes on.
Yeah.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
The Bachelor train.
Thank you, Matt.
What do you guys think of it?
I think it's really bizarre, to be honest. This is just me.
I agree.
I get dating, finding your perfect match, whatever, and I don't know. It feels so
weird. It's crazy seeing, like, so this season, that he's showing, like, just love, and he's flirting with one girl, and he's showing so much interest and kissing her, and it's like, oh, my God, he really loves her. And then he goes to, all right, next girl and does the same thing and says the same thing. It's like,
and they're making out, they're getting into it.
And yeah. I get it. We sound like fucking boomers. We sound like old men. But it's like, no guy or girl wants to ever go through something like that.
Hoy, you don't sound like a boomer. You sound like a reasonable person. Right. Obviously, yeah. It's a superficial way of finding love and looking for it and everything.
But the thing is, like, every girl, like, fantasizes about this, I feel like. This whole, like, the bachelor guy. But if that happened to them outside of what this show is.
Yeah, in real life.
It'd be like, that guy's a fucking asshole. You did this with 10 other girls?
It'd be crazy. It'd
correct.
Be crazy.
But that's why it's The Bachelor, and that's why it has such a weird arena for it. Because the rules are different. I think it's disgusting, and I do think it's very weird.
At the end of the day, it's just a giant business, like, for all of them. All these girls, I feel like all these girls are on this show because they know their social medias are going to blow up after the show, because it does. They all kind of get these jobs here and there, but the last four, they're top notch right now. One of them is going to be the Bachelorette, which is going to blow them up. So
any end couple, whatever it is.
Yes, there are couples that have that lasted for a long time.
Are they still together?
Yes. I completely. Yeah.
There
they have.
I didn't see the shows, but I know that there's couples that are sold.
The thing is, I think when the first night after he meets all of them, he's already narrowed it down to like his three or four final girls, and the producers have all the entire choice of telling him who he needs to eliminate as the show goes on.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That, like, because imagine you're the Bachelor and you're on that show, you already know the four girls that you want. Like you already know exactly what you want, but you got to pretend that you don't know until the last episode.
Fake.
It is crazy though, just thinking about that, because knowing you would know that already.
Yeah, Heath. Mm-mm. Could you imagine?
So, what would be the four that you'd be?
We were at Saddle Ranch, and I was telling Zane, I was like, Zane, you should have your own Bachelor episode.
Everybody keeps saying that. They're saying that me and. Was it Todd or something? It was me and somebody else in our friend group would be the perfect duo for a show like that.
Well, Paulie and Vinny do that.
Yeah.
They like you guys, you and Todd would be perfect for something like that. What is their show called?
Finding Love.
And Todd, like, we all want Todd to apply to be the Bachelor or just be on the show. It would be so fucking fun to watch Todd on The Bachelorette.
Perfect.
Imagine.
I just want to watch him sweet talk. Just Todd being Todd.
Well, he's been on reality TV before. Yeah. He's on Sweet Home Alabama.
He knows how to act. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and he, I feel like he interacts with everybody like just like how a reality TV star would act. Like, he just knew what to do, and he ended up like getting to the top four or something. He got up there. He knew what to do.
I don't know.
It's just so interesting.
Todd on The Bachelor, are you kidding me? That would be the most outrageous season.
The Bachelor, that'd be fucking crazy.
Or does that mean he's the one guy and there's a bunch of girls?
With a bunch of girls.
Okay.
Are You the One?
Yes. That's I was asked to be on Are You the One.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I was at the gym working out, got scouted out by these two people who were on a treadmill, and I was walking by, and they go, "Hi, I'm sorry. We just love your look. Have you ever considered being on reality TV?" And I was like,
"What the fuck?"
That is
no.
One of my guilty pleasures. Are You the One is one of my guilty pleasures. I feel like all the Vlog Squad boys should just go for it.
Can you explain what Are You the One is?
Yeah, Are You the One is 10 guys and 10 girls live in a house together, and they have to interact with each other, and whoever they think professional, what are they called? Professional matchmakers?
Matchmakers. They've taken a test to see who your actual real match is, but nobody knows who their real match is.
So you have to interact with each other to see, like, I think this person's my match. And at the end of that, like, how many tries did they get? 10 tries, I feel like.
I don't know.
I think like 10 episodes they get to find, everybody has to match with their perfect match. They're set to one person.
Who's to say what the perfect match is?
Well, I mean, that's like, it's a show. It's a show.
Right,
it's a game.
Professionally. Yeah. But it is, oh my gosh, it's like the challenge on MTV.
Pretty much.
It's very cool.
And they asked me like right on the spot, like, have you ever heard of Are You the One? We think you'd be a perfect fit. You basically have to give up your entire summer and move to Hawaii. And I was like, well, do you get paid or whatever? They go, well, no, but there's a chance of winning like $100,000 or something.
As a group, never.
As a group, if you do find your one, you have this chance of winning the money. And I was just like, no. Because also it would be me being away from you guys for an entire summer and hanging out. But it was so interesting.
That's
when they did
really cool.
When they did release the cast, I was like, for the
Did
season.
Did you find
I
who they replaced you as? Like somebody that kind of looked like you?
No, it's not who I replaced. They replaced me as, but I was like interested like what the girls were like because I was like, would one of them have been my one?
Oh, and
like, y'all, for me, all respect to all the girls on Are You the One, but I was like, none of them, I was like, were even close.
Do you know what season?
This had to have been... I think about around 2 years ago.
Matt, you would also would be perfect for reality TV. You'd be the guy that would just like freak out, like just like a mini little.
Oh my god, he would be it was so.
But it would be
up.
it would be great. It'd be a great little like flavor in a reality TV show too.
I think I'm a pretty reasonable person though. Where they would hate me because I'd be like, guys, this is just a reality show. Let's just get along and sane.
But
I wouldn't.
You're not supposed to do that. Like you can't have that character in the show. You have to be. Crazy. You got to either be crazy or
Jeff and Todd are perfect for reality TV.
I don't think Jeff is.
I think
Jeff Todd is. I think Jeff is definitely.
Oh shit, hold on. He has been on reality TV. Right. He was on Bad Girls Club. And Jersey Shore. I forgot about
crazy.
That shit.
You know what's crazy? My best friend Mike Lush, when he first met Jeff, he knew who he was. Right away because he used to cast for Bad Girls Club.
Oh my.
Because his sister worked at MTV, so it was like full circle.
That's
wow.
So funny.
Yeah.
It's funny how we all did our own thing to get to where we were now.
Right. It's funny how we all morphed together. Like, we're all connected. I love being related to you guys.
Okay, and I got a pee too.
So. Oh my God. Here we go. Okay.
Get the ad read done. Go.
I got you, baby.
Zane, did you, this is something that happened to you recently. Did you meet Charlie D'Amelio?
Guys, I met TikTok star Charlie D'Amelio.
How was it?
Oh, guys. Hey, one at a time. One at a time. She was actually really sweet. I just went to Davis just to meet up, and she was in the backyard. So I was like, oh, shit, she's here.
I still feel cheated and replaced.
Sorry, I danced with Mariah on all her TikToks, so I danced with her on a TikTok.
I like Charlie. She's really good. But
yeah, me and Charlie did a TikTok together.
But me coming across Zane and Charlie's TikTok together, I was like, okay, that's good.
Oh, guys, I have an update on. Remember the old guy that sneaked into our house?
An
update.
What is it?
Jeff was driving on some street like a couple days after, and he found. I don't know how he found him. He saw the guy walking on the sidewalk, like,
and he just recognized him.
He recognized him, pulled out his phone. He's like, "Yo, you remember me?" And at first I was like, there's no way. Jeff just probably thought this was the guy. It was the guy. It was the same dude.
What the?
Because I didn't see him, but David and the rest that saw him saw the video and it said it was him and like confirmed it was him.
Oh.
Crazy.
I was surprised how old the guy looked. Like, I was expecting like, I don't know.
But it's crazy because the guy didn't look harmless at all, but like, what were you doing in our house? Nobody invited you over.
Now you know for sure that it was this guy. You have no doubt.
Everybody confirmed it in our friend group.
I have to pee too.
It was him. Everybody's pissing.
Everyone's going to the bathroom.
Everybody's pit. Oh man,
this was a terrible idea, Zane.
I know. I didn't like this idea. I wish we were sober.
It's just not right. As I'm pouring more in,
let's play some games. Wow. Let's get our energy back up.
Yes.
Because we don't want people. We don't want to let you guys down. You know what I'm saying?
So I just have some like just random questions for you. They may be some truth or drink questions. If you feel like it's something that you don't want to answer, you have to drink. If it just elicits a response, let's go for it. What is the number one thing you would never want your parents to find out about you?
That I drink alcohol.
That I drink. My dad. Oh, I don't want him to know I drink.
Who in this room do you think could actually get away with murder?
Matt.
100%.
Why do you think
Because you're the smartest one. You would know how to get away with murder. Zane would be too obvious. Heath would make it obvious on purpose. And I'm
Bruh, you know what? Bruh, you know what? Let's think critically. No, think about it. Matt could not get away with murder because he would...
He's paranoid?
He would tell himself... He would go to the police and tell
him. He would tell him.
Yeah. Exactly. He would rat... Because he's rat king.
100%.
Yes, I don't get why all
rat
of these
king.
Listeners...
Rat king!
If you had to play matchmaker, which two of your friends would you match?
Ooh.
Good question.
I would say Corinna and Jonah. I think Carly and Jeff.
Really? Really? What?
I'm saying have fun with it. No, we're having fun with it.
Okay, let's have fun with it. Everybody, right. Zane's like, someone pick me.
Fuck. Everybody's so different.
Yeah.
We're all so different. It's so hard to put two people together. Honestly. I know. Everybody that's not together, if we tried to be together, it wouldn't work because it'd be so weird because we're just...
Okay, let's say this. Even if it's outside the friend group, inside, outside the friend group, who would we match like Zane with, realistically?
In the friend group.
Anybody.
Oh,
if we knew anybody that could be with Zane?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody that could handle Zane. Look, not in a bad way.
In a good way.
I think Zane gets over people quickly if like their personality isn't there or they're not laughing at your jokes and stuff like that. Like I feel like it needs to be someone who's super funny.
I would love a girl that would make me laugh. I actually want that. I want a girl that can make me laugh.
Yeah. For sure, but more so you're going to make them laugh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're a performer. You like being like, I have a joke.
Yeah. You don't like having to explain yourself.
Yes. You're 100%.
Right. 100%. And also, you're not somebody who's going to sit back while somebody else is being like a funny person. Like, you would, like, if your girlfriend was really funny and she was like putting out and like in front of like all the friend group, like,
oh,
doing,
I would
like,
love
her
that.
Thing.
Oh, my. If I had a girlfriend and she was funnier than me and everyone was loving her, I would literally support that. I'd go under her and be like, baby, we get you higher, baby. I want my friends to like my girlfriend more than me. 100%. That's the position I want to be in.
Do you guys like Mariah more than me?
Oh, I love Mariah.
No.
No.
You can tell me. You can say it.
No, but to the point where we express how much we love Mariah as your girlfriend, just that you chose her out of all people, that means the world. Like,
cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not a comparison of you and her. It's just being like, oh, what a great match, you know?
Tell me more.
All right. And the hour is up.
Zane, say something.
About you?
Mm-hmm.
You got a good sense of
sometimes your TikToks
rhythm and movements. You could, I mean, you don't have to go so hard, but, you know?
Anywho.
Damn.
It'd be a really, like, now I'm excited. I kind of want to do like a series with Zane to like find him this perfect match.
Yeah, we went on a hunt to find David a girlfriend. Well, we went to find Natalie a boyfriend and all the girls went to find David.
How'd that go?
Find David a girlfriend. It was a lot of fun. It was really interesting. Like, for the David and Natalie, it was really fun because they're so curious to see what the rest of the friends would find them, you know? I would love to see what you guys would find me, you know? Like, that would be so interesting to see, like, what you could find.
We should do it.
I think you still need to open up the self in your heart to, like, allow someone in.
100%, man.
Yeah.
100%.
And by no means am I criticizing you. I'm saying this as somebody who does care about you, and I know your heart very well.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes you're so protective of your heart because you don't want to let anybody in.
Yeah. I'm really good at where I am right now, like, being single, like, having you guys. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm good. I don't need a girlfriend. I'm in, like...
But do you ever...
Yeah, there's times where
I think Zane is the type where, yes, you're on these dating apps, but I don't think that's who you are. I don't think you're like the dating different girls type. I think you want to like meet somebody and be like, I'm gonna be with them for a while. I feel like you want to the next person you meet, like the next girl that you want to talk to, I feel like you're gonna think like, this is the one. If they're not the one, move on.
Yeah,
like I don't think you're like the dating
Zane. It comes in seasons. Right. I swear to God, it comes in seasons. I'll be like a flip of the switch. I'm just
interested. I can't see Zane dating somebody for like 2 months and then being like, all right, next person, 2 months.
I don't know any girl that he's even talked to.
But I think you just need to be a bit more vulnerable and just lean in and sense out if somebody is good for you rather than seeing it immediately like,
I can't help it. I'm a Scorpio, you know?
I know. He is.
I don't know what that means.
No, he is very...
I'm very closed off. And it's really easy. It's really easy for me to get over, like, not get over somebody, but just not be interested in someone
anymore.
You're
quick
just
to
quick,
be like,
just like,
nah.
and then turn around. It's weird. It's because I have the best set of people in my life already. My life is perfect already. So it's like,
I feel like we set the tone.
Do you?
Exactly. It's awful. It's actually awful. When it comes to like our own personal life, like us trying to find somebody that we want to be with for the rest of our life.
Because you're also thinking about are they going to fit in with everybody?
Exactly.
Oh, that is the biggest thing. Like, that truly is. And
like,
that's
we
the
love
one
Patricia. Like, Patricia's like, great.
Oh, yeah. We said the name.
Everybody loves the name. As soon as you guys went on your first vacation, you tagged her. You posted her 3 times in a row.
Betty, show her off. Show her off.
We love
her.
I know,
Patricia,
but I think, but also that is something we face like within our friend group is like, oh, bringing someone into it, and we're worried if our friends will like our significant other. Yeah. You know, it's such a tough thing.
And that's
because we're a group of big personalities.
And we trust ourselves. We trust our friend group, and we value like if Zane was like, I don't like your girlfriend. Obviously, I value Zane's opinion, and
we would never say something like that.
Right.
But it would just be, I feel like if you didn't like Mariah,
you would tell me.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then he wouldn't fight it. I feel like he would be like, okay, then what's the problem? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's literally what friends are for.
It does suck that that's how our life is structured within our friend group. It does suck, and it seems, is it the word shallow?
No, we're protective. I find
like family.
We're protective.
Protective.
Right.
God. Okay, that makes more sense.
We don't have family here. Like, we're each other's family. So it's like if our friends approve, like that's. Then they're in. You know
but
what I mean?
Yeah. And what I love about Patricia is that she was somebody that...
You met her a year ago at a party.
Yeah. I was at a party. I looked across the party and I saw her and I was like, she's the most beautiful girl I've ever seen. And I was about to leave and I went right up to her and was just like, I'm sorry. My name's Matt. I'm about to leave right now. And
but you didn't even get her number. You just left.
And I just left. I just introduced myself to her and just said like...
Bold.
What happened in between... From that moment to when you really like met her?
Didn't hear from her.
No contact.
But then I ran into her party a month later.
Oh,
wow. So
and then, and, but you know what? She doesn't even remember the first time she met me.
Wait, really? Oh,
no.
She must have been. No, I mean, when he said that, I was like, she was probably drunk. Like,
and I was drunk too.
Exactly. So like, whatever.
But I had just kept looking at her the entire time, and I knew I had to leave. And then, but I kept looking at her, and I was like, I can't live with myself if I don't go across this party.
It's like a fucking rom com over there, huh?
Well, I think though, you need to like. Listen to that instinct and that whisper within yourself. If you do feel gravitated towards somebody,
yeah,
regardless mm-hmm. of what the outcome is going to be, like just hey, go up and just introduce yourself and say hi and
see where it goes.
But I was just like, I need to like say something before I leave because otherwise, who knows? I may never see this girl again. But granted, we did.
Damn, I love stories like that. Oh man, it's like a movie.
Yeah,
it's a movie.
And then we kept running into each other at like certain bars around LA, and then it kind of went from there.
It's like those are the stories you tell your kids. Like, I saw your mother a year before we started dating.
Just dare yourself to like do those types of things. Not saying just go around and professing your love to anybody, but just.
We're happy for you, Matt. We like her. You did good.
You did good. You really did good, kid. You did good,
too. We found her, guys.
That means so much to me that you guys say that. Yeah, like, it really like. I could like be on the verge of tears saying that means
and cut. I'm kidding.
No, Matt, I get it because like when you and Zane talk about Mariah like approving and like loving Mariah and welcoming her into the friend group and like just being like we love you guys together, like that means a lot to me.
I'll never forget the day we were on the balcony at your old apartment. I can't believe the can opener in my head because I'm opening up another beer, but you were like, dude, there's this girl Mariah though, like that I really, really like. And I was like, well, what? He's like, well, she's coming over tonight. And I was like, really or whatever? And then sure enough, there was like a knock on the door and Zane went and opened it and Mariah came in. And I'm like, okay, so this is Mariah. This is the one
who
Heath's been talking about. And I remember we were playing music and stuff and we were all dancing. And then like I like had it on my Snapchat story and you were just like busting me up. I'm like, she's so entertaining. Like, I was just like filming it. I was like, she's fun. But like, I really can't remember though if we had like any much like dialogue because I knew it was someone you were interested in, but I didn't know if it was like, no, she's like the girl that I really like. But he was like already really giddy about you to the point where he was like telling his boys about it before he came over. It's like, no, this girl.
So weird.
He got the whole squad gawking, huh?
Damn,
unbelievable.
I'm not the type to be like Goo Goo Gaga type shit. You know what I mean?
But
yeah,
you know,
you're not. Well, but, at the time you were.
Ooh,
you
but
weren't.
Can I? Right. But can I kind of like say something?
Yeah, put me on blast. Go ahead. What?
I think it says a lot if a guy is in a place and you know they're kind of like dating, seeing other people, but then there's like, but wait, though, this one,
this girl is the one I...
Mariah stood out. She
I'm not saying
thing.
He was talking to multiple girls, but it was just...
He doesn't talk to multiple girls.
No, not multiple girls. Even...
Ethan's talking like one girl a fucking year.
I couldn't even talk to half a girl at a time.
But,
oh, Bubba, no.
No, wait. Hold on.
Ethan and Mariah go have a long talk after this podcast.
No. Like,
you know what I mean, though?
No, I totally... Obviously, because that was me.
No, you. It wasn't like you were talking to anybody else, but you were like, but this Mariah girl.
Right,
is
like,
the one.
Obviously, like, nobody had caught my attention and to make me be like, wow, I'm that interested.
Correct. I don't know.
Just go.
We were in a dark spot.
We were both in equally dark spots. We were. Like, that was like one of the toughest summers of my entire fucking life, and you and me fucking bonded. There were nights where
we would be crying.
Oh,
on the
my
balcony.
God. You two. Ooh, Lord. Dark
Ethan
times.
And I would cry to each other.
Dark times.
Cry.
I
like,
finished this drink. We
had some of our roughest nights together. And Heath, I fucking love you for that.
I love you too, Matt.
But Mariah,
I'll never
forget the moment you walked through the door at their apartment. And what a ricochet in the entire moment of the universe that was. Like the start and the beginning of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll never forget it. I will never forget the moment you walked through the door and came
that means a lot, Matt.
Damn,
oh, Mama, don't cry.
We get lit.
Really?
Drunk, huh?
Oh, Mariah. No, I'll never forget
Don't touch
it.
My girl.
Mariah's crying.
I'm
on the verge of blacking out. Matt is about to cry.
But it was like...
It's getting real mushy in here.
It's crazy, though, how quick and how it just sprouted, like, overnight. Like, if I literally
Isn't
felt like within overnight.
That was, like, 2.5 years ago. Bubba.
Oh.
Mariah. Oh, she's crying, guys.
Oh, my God. Take her drink.
Take her drink.
I love you, Bubba.
I love you.
Wipe up. Wipe up.
Where did the name Bubba come from?
Who the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Where did that come from?
Is it like Bubba
Gump? She didn't. So okay, no. It came from I would call her baby, whatever, all like you know pet
I
names
that was
type
so
shit.
Cringy.
She didn't. She hated the idea of baby or babe.
It is. It is. It could be cringy. Yeah.
So she called me Bubba, and I was like, oh, okay.
Because I thought it was cooler. I thought it was like Butch.
Yeah, and I just felt weird so, like calling her baby or babe when she was calling me Bubba. So it was just, it kind of caught on and I was just like, Bubba.
Aww.
Like insane.
Whatever.
I was literally singing like, I can't believe Mariah just cried. Like because normally we're like high energy, we're like laughing about shit, but like, I didn't think any of us would cry on this podcast ever.
When was the last time you cried?
I'd say like 2 months ago. And I don't know if it was anything specific. Like sometimes it's just like good to let it out, you know? If you're just feeling stressed. I was probably stressing about something. I don't know what it was. I was just something.
Like overwhelmed?
What?
Overwhelmed?
Yeah.
I cry about the most selfish thing sometimes. It's like,
when was the last time you cried?
When you made me cry with my hitting my nose. And
no,
then
but
I,
like, no, not that. Like actual, like just you... On your own, just being like, I need to cry.
There's probably some breakup stuff for sure.
Well,
like just that world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even like months and months after, it just hits you on a day you don't expect and you're just like, what
even happened? I cried 3 days ago.
Yeah.
You did? You're a teary boy.
Dude,
it was at David's. I feel like you didn't.
I was never emotional. I never cried. Not that I was like some fucking hard ass bad, but like... No, I just didn't cry.
Sorry.
And for some reason lately, the last year or 2 years, I've been doing better for myself and the healthier route. I quit smoking. I cut down and I changed that part of my life. It made an impact. And I cried the other night at David's.
Out of joy?
No.
No, opposite.
No, I went into the back room and I cried.
Out of just stress?
Just me battling my own brain with work stuff.
Yeah.
Wanting to be the best I possibly can be. Crying because I can't. Or not because I can't.
Basically,
but I'm struggling to be the best I can be.
Right.
Like the most creative. I obviously want to have the best videos that I could possibly put out. I want to be doing as much as possible. But sometimes my like it just shuts off. Like a writer's block.
Normal. It's also like, healthy, right. too, at the
it's
same
hard.
Time.
It's healthy, but I feel like he feels like his old self, your personality. I feel like you look back at that and you're like, people liked me when I was a drunk mess. Like, that's what he looks at. When I was like a mess. But like now
I've
he's
definitely
like
thought
soft
about that.
And like, and now he sees like his content, like it's not performing as good. And he just feels like, what am I doing wrong?
Sometimes I feel the same way. Like lately, you know, there's a lot of drunk like content of me. I sometimes like, I think to myself when I wake up the next day, I'm like, well, okay, well now the only footage that David got of me this week was me drunk. And this is the only footage that he's going to get of me till the next time I drink.
Right.
It sucks like having that mindset, but it's like, again, we are a dysfunctional family when it comes to what people see in David's stuff, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah. People want to see fucked up shit on there. People don't want to see like...
When you're drunk, there's just like drama, there's shit, and like everybody wants to see chaos. They want to see... Mm-hmm. You at your worst, they want to see you tripping, falling, hurting yourself. They want to see you saying stupid shit, doing stupid shit. But then, like, you clean your life up and everybody's like, wow, you were so much funnier when you were fucked up.
Right.
And you were so much funnier when you were on drugs.
And you know what?
You were an alcoholic.
Most people are not thinking like that. You know, like, most people are very happy for you. They're happy that you cleaned it up and you're, like, not smoking.
Zane, 100%. I love, that's one of my favorite things about you. Is how true you are about, like, no one's actually thinking about that. Like, I remember one time when we were doing, like, a video, and I was like, oh my god, I hate it. My hair, like, looks like it's, like, offered to you. He goes, dude, nobody's thinking about that.
Yeah,
you really focus
true.
On, like, really what matters, on what people actually are paying attention to.
Yeah.
And that's one of my favorite, like, qualities about you, when you really, like, you see, like, why something is interesting and what people are focused on.
Yeah.
You don't focus on the things that... make somebody apprehensive about posting
right.
something. You go, no, you know what the audience attention is, and you focus on that. And that's honestly, it's a really great quality you have. But like right when you just said that, like,
oh, thank
nobody
you,
is focusing on that. Like, that's mm-hmm. a weird thing, because we live in this spotlight where everybody does like focus on things, but you are always like, no. I see it how they see it, and it's yeah. not how you see it, because it's really how this is.
Most people want to see you happy. Most people want to see you just whatever you want, whatever you're doing.
For sure.
As long as you're loving it and it's something you want to do, people will support you. And that's, we have to always remember that that's what it is.
You don't need to be that hard on yourself. People love you for you being you. They want to
yeah.
see your journey. That all you can do is stay true to yourself.
No, but that's
yeah.
another, like, I love inspiring people. Like me quitting smoking cigarettes and the Juul, like, seeing how many people that I've inspired and they have quit, and like seeing their messages that they've stopped because of me and that I gave them hope and a reason to do it is the greatest feeling in the world. And that feels better than people being like, wow, you were cooler when you smoked. You were cooler when you were fucked up
no,
all the time.
I'm, yeah. I mean,
like,
that
like
statement is just
that,
stupid
yeah,
on its own.
No,
yeah,
yeah for sure. Yeah. But like knowing that I've helped people is a way better feeling than all the other negative shit that I see. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah.
What a roller coaster this podcast has gone, huh?
And
wow.
I got to say, I'm so proud of you, too. Like,
thank
how
you,
much
Matt.
You've cleaned up yourself. I mean, we both battled with cigarette addiction as well. And when Heath quit, I quit.
Yeah, I honestly, I'm not saying this in a bad way. I'm not saying this in a way where, like, I had no hope in you. Just the way you were smoking all the time and the way you just lived your life and, like, how
yeah.
cigarettes, like...
controlled my
life. I always thought that was you were just gonna smoke forever. You were just gonna smoke cigarettes forever.
I did.
I didn't see that as like, oh, disgusting. I just thought that was just gonna be a part of your life forever.
Yeah.
You know, we're from Florida. I just don't see.
Yeah.
Now I see in a bad way, but from back then I just didn't see cigarettes in a bad way.
Yeah.
I just never thought you were gonna quit. So seeing you quit and quitting the Juul for good, like you know, there's never a moment where you're like, I'm just gonna take a hit. And you taking a hit and go, it's not bad, you're still doing so
right.
but you haven't done it yet. And I think that's insane.
And contrary to the belief, I literally have nothing to do with that. Like, I mean, he says it's because like you meet the right person and like you get inspired or whatever, but like I wasn't vocally telling him. He knew I didn't like it, but I wasn't like, you need to stop or I'm breaking up. Like, I never said anything. He literally cold turkey, like, did it on his
own. It had nothing to do with you. It had
right.
to do with what he wanted to do
for
his life path.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
The only way I can explain it is, I feel like you've heard this before, where people go, oh, they completed me. They you know, I found the person that completed me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jerry Maguire.
I didn't know there was a person that specific. Thank you, Matt.
It's
that's
a movie.
That's why I directed to you, because you probably know. Okay. So I'm not looking at it as like, oh, Mariah completed me. I look at it as Mariah gave me what I needed to complete myself. Mm. So it's like,
oh, I'm going to cry again.
Oh, here we go.
All right, hold it.
No, but like it wasn't like her being like, you need to stop. This is blah, 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 whatever. And like,
blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Like, right. I said it before she did.
Her being there like completed me. It was the fact that like me loving her so much and wanting to have a future with her gave me what I needed inside to be like, I don't need this shit because I want this more.
So
I was his drug. I was his alcohol. Oh my god, could you imagine?
Why don't Heath not on the
not now.
Not while you're drunk. Not the drunk episode.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, that's...
I wouldn't mind.
All right. Somebody kick the legs out of her chair.
Oh, fuck.
Anywho.
We gave you this. I think the longest podcast we've ever filmed.
Well, I don't know. Compared to as many
longest
things as we're...
Longest recording, shortest posted.
That's it. Longest recording. We don't know how long it'll be. It's the shortest podcast.
It's 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
But can I say something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please drink responsibly. I know that we are drinking on this podcast. Oh, yeah. And please be of age if you ever do drink. We're not encouraging drinking by any means. And if you're sober, props on being sober.
Yeah.
That Adam. Way to go.
We really wanted to try out. We all like to go out. We like to drink. We like to have fun. We thought why not incorporate it for one episode?
Right.
See how it is. We'd probably never do it again.
Ever.
But it was fun. I had a good time with these guys. We got emotional. I think that it's important to let it out.
That was
we
a roller coaster, baby.
Thank you for tuning in to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm your host, Zane.
And I'm your other host, Heath.
Thank you so much for listening to us. We love you so much. Mm-hmm. Guys, buy our merch. I don't know if it's on sale or not, but get your hoodies.
FanJoy.co/ZaneAndHeath.
They should be restocked. I know they were sold out in all sizes.
Yeah, a couple people have been saying the sizes that they were looking for were out of stock. We just placed an order to do more. So make sure to check that out if you're looking for it.
Yeah, we will make sure it is up and running by the time this is out, we promise. Also, you can check out the audio form of this podcast on Spotify, podcast app, wherever, on Mondays. And on Tuesdays, we post the video form on youtube.com/ZaneAndHeath.
Mm-hmm. That is absolutely right. We just want to say again, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Sorry if this was a fucking mess.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We hope you guys had fun. Hope you guys are having an amazing Monday. Guys, kick this week's ass. Go out there. Just enjoy it. Enjoy life. And we just want to say we love you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, keep renegading, baby. You know?
Hey, hey.
All right, guys, let's sign off.
Yes, sir. Yes,
yes sir.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.